on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Actually, the stories you're about to hear are true. It's Friday at 6:40. Time to check in with Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. He wrote the book, A Beat Cop's Guide to Good Eats. And, Lieutenant, not only do I say good morning to you, but I say happy National Police Week as well.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's a lot of the events were canceled. It's kind of hard to remember some of these things that were missing. But I heard Dave's report, and I was kind of laughing. In 25 years as a police officer, the one phrase I never heard on the radio is, the offender is fleeing in his Lamborghini.
Yeah, you don't get that on the scanner too often. So did you find some good food this week that's available curbside or delivery?
Yeah, I did, and I hope you don't mind. It's a little different this week. I finally got my motorcycle fixed, and we had a couple of nice days, so I was out in the suburbs more, and I both of the restaurants that I went to were out in the suburbs.
Oh, sure. So, yeah, why not?
But Alan Joe's, the first place was, it's in Franklin Park, 10348 Addison Street in Franklin Park, and it was recommended by a Chicago police officer named Rob Kellinger in the 20th District, and it's also a big, apparently it's a big place for the guys at the airport to go. We have an airport unit and then the Department of Aviation Police out there, and they go to this place. It's under the bridge that goes over Mannheim.
As I've said many times, I mean, you guys know the places for the good eats, and it's not too expensive. And, well, normally when you can dine in, the service is always good because you don't have that long for lunch. But what's the specialty at Alan Joe's?
Well, Alan Joe's is an Italian restaurant, and it's interesting because they go from, you can get submarine sandwiches, so it goes from very low price submarine sandwiches and pizza to really high end stuff. And I bought dinner for my family, so I was more in the high end stuff. We had I got ravioli for one of my daughters, a cheese ravioli, and it's like handmade ravioli. It's really, really very good. And their sauce, which they call gravy, like from the Goodfellas, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the gravy, right, exactly.
The Sunday gravy, they call it. Uh-huh. And it was really good sauce. And we had masaccioli with vodka sauce that was as good as Rosebud down on Taylor Street.
No kidding.
Yeah, and their meatballs and sausage that's what I got, meatballs and sausage and polenta, they call it Chef Vince's plate, was also just extremely, the high-end Italian food, and you can also get a submarine sandwich, an Italian submarine sandwich right there.
So can you go in and get it to go, or do you have to call ahead or order online? How does it work over there?
Well, if you're ordering dinner, now some people were walking in and they would order sandwiches, but mm-hmm. for the dinners and stuff, it took about 45 minutes to be ready, just like it would if you were sitting down. So it's best to call ahead. They have plenty of parking right there, so even if you get there early, like I got there about 10 minutes early, I just sat outside, and it was such a nice day, listening to the radio and waiting for my food to be done. They also have full service liquor, so they have a package store right next door, so you can get wine and beer and whatever else you need.
Good spot, good find. Al and Joe's in Franklin Park. Has that been there a long time? Do we know?
It's been there a real long time. As a matter of fact, Joe came out to say hello, and he said that I guess Al's gone now, but they opened it up. They've been there 30, 40 years. They've been there for a long time.
No kidding. Love places like that. So you've got the motorcycle out now. I've never been wetter than when I was riding my motorcycle back in the day and got caught in the rain. That's you don't get wetter than that.
Well, no, it's funny is I never wore a rain coat or rain suit. If I was on my bike and it started raining, I would just get wet. I always had baggies, put my phone in or whatever. But a couple years ago, my wife bought me a full rain suit, and I went riding one time because I have a sidecar and stuff, so I'll ride it all year round if there's no snow on the ground. And I went riding in the rainstorm and was wearing this rain suit and wondered how I was such an idiot to not buy one 20 years ago. Because it was really nice. Kept the rain off, and I mean, I was comfortable the whole time. So,
Lieutenant David Haynes with us for our Friday food segment. And you work in Jefferson Park there, Lieutenant. Did you get a lot of calls from people who were waterlogged or standing on the top of their car?
Well, I was off actually last night, but my partner said that there was a lot of flooded roadways, which, by the way, people should not drive under viaducts if they're flooded all completely out. And so we had a lot of assists for down power lines and flooded roadways and stuff like that. They said,
A lot of that. Fortunately, we're drying out a little bit here right now. All right, let's get back to the food beat here. And is this right? You actually spoke to the grandson of the famous Dave Thomas of Wendy's fame.
This kind of coincided with again a nice day and my motorcycle being repaired. I'm a big Dave Thomas fan. I mean, reading Dave Thomas's autobiography is actually one of the reasons I got really interested in how restaurants work, not just ordering food in them. And Dave Thomas's son Sean, grandson Sean, opened up a restaurant called Fresh Stack Burger up in Kildare, which is a town that I've driven through a million times and never even knew it was there. I don't. It's at 20413 North Rand Road in Kildare. And they do fast casual burgers. And so I actually went there a couple days after they opened and just out of the blue asked if he was there, if he had a minute to talk. And he came, brought my food out to the curbside the pickup.
Cool.
And we talked for a few minutes. He says he's not looking to start up a whole big food chain like Wendy's. He just wants to get a couple of restaurants right, and so he's created these this burger places. It's fast casual. They have hand cut fries, which were really good. I mean, hand cut like they're not through a machine. They actually hand cut them so they're different sizes, but they also figured out how to make them crispy on the outside but soft on the inside. So I love fries when they're done right like that.
I was reading a little about him, and I guess when he was a kid, he worked at Wendy's, and he loved his grandfather, Dave Thomas. And one of the things he's doing, and I know my daughter is going to love this, because when she always has French fries, if she has a milkshake, she dips the fries in her milkshake. And he's doing something like that with the Frosty, isn't he?
Yeah, he created a shake that's called a Fries Cream Shake, and there's an old Wendy's menu hack, which I never knew about until my son was about 12 years old, and I thought it was crazy at first, but I tried it, and it's great, where you dip the fries in the shake, and you get the salty, sweet taste, and the hot and cold at the same time. And so he created a shake that has like a chocolate shake with there's some Whoppers in it. Those chocolate candies with I forgot what the inside is, and potatoes, French fries with it.
Yeah.
And it's all set up. It's not a menu hack. You don't have to do it. He creates it for you.
fries scream shake. You know what?
Right.
I never did that. I never like dipping my fries in ice cream. But a lot of kids go for that.
Yeah.
Where's the beef?
Well, it's got beef there too, doesn't he?
One of the things about Dave Thomas's autobiography is that he invented the Kentucky Fried Chicken bucket. He's the one that came up with the idea of them using a bucket.
Oh, right. That's right. All right. So the grandson's place is on Rand Road in Kildare, up northwest there, but it's not exactly like a Wendy's.
No, they have a pretty decent menu. They have different burgers. They'll also do gluten-free stuff, and they have a chicken sandwich, including a Nashville hot chicken sandwich, which is spicy. I tried that. That was really good. Spicy hand-breaded chicken breast with pickles and on a, it was really good. They'll also do some gluten-free stuff, and he's trying to, they're trying to use ultra fresh, locally sourced ingredients, which I don't know. Where do you, do they get the meat from Wisconsin or the cow, the dairy farms, or what? I don't understand where they.
Well, I don't. You're hanging out with the kid, with the grandson of Dave Thomas. You ask him, Sean Thomas. All right, so it's called Fresh Stack Burger. All right, well, good luck. Good luck to them. This is a tough time. Restaurant news headlines. Here we go. 1 in 4 restaurants won't reopen after the pandemic, according to a study out just yesterday. Open Table reporting their reservations down from a year ago, 95%. The Restaurant Association says $30 billion was lost by its members in March, $50 billion in April. The only good news I see, if you've ever been to L.A., you know Nate and Al's is a great deli out there, and they had announced a while back that they were closing permanently, but I guess there was such an outcry out there that they're open now out west for takeout, I guess, and delivery, and maybe they'll be back in business permanently after that, but it's tough out there for those folks, isn't it?
Yeah, and I every time I go to these restaurants, I ask them, you know, how are you doing with the business, with the changes? And there's a lot of these restaurants have adapted. I mean, you know, Alan Joe's is still down because they're losing. They would lose from people, especially who would come in, have dinner, and then have a 2 or 3 glasses of wine. Now you're getting your stuff to go. There's none of that impulse buying, and so they're losing some of them. But it is amazing how these restaurants have adapted to the changing situation, and they're hanging on barely, but Sam Toya made a statement that just says if they have to wait till June 26th to open, that we're going to lose a lot of restaurants in Illinois, and yep. And that's a little frightening. Sam Toya is, I think, a very smart guy. I hope the governor's listening to him a little bit.
There needs to be a compromise there. I know you're also big on dumplings, and is this a new spot you found this week for takeout?
No, this is one of those things. I have to say, Eater Chicago, the website, is one of my go-to places to find out little different things about lists. They put out lists, and they have a list of where to get Asian dumplings for carryout and delivery. I mean, I do love dumplings, yeah, but they provide a whole big list of where to go. And let me see.
Eater Chicago is the site, right?
Right. Yeah. So, Furama Restaurant is 4936 North Broadway, and they'll tell you all the different dumplings they do, and how to place the order and where you can get them. It's been a real godsend this time around, because they list all these restaurants. Like, they listed the Mother's Day takeout and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for a specific thing and you're looking for a part of the city you want to drive to or whatever, Eater Chicago has really good lists.
Yep, that's a good tip. All right, well, let's end on something positive. I know you have news of some openings, actually, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I have a real negative thing, too. But Super Fat Rice Mart is opening up, and that was Fat Rice, the restaurant, is closing, and they're changing into a grocery model. I thought that was interesting because you kind of talked about it last week about the, the places that are turning into restaurants or selling groceries.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys did it, and they're gonna do it. That's it. That's permanent. The Fat Rice is closed as a restaurant, and now is opening as a grocery, and they'll sell food packs, meal kits for $99, and I think that they're planning on doing that even after the pandemic's over.
Yep, so, that place has a lot of fans.
But instead of ending on a positive note, if we could, Jerry's Grill is closing at Montrose and Western, and they're closing permanently after the pandemic. Jerry's Grill on the northwest side is such an icon. I mean, I really am sad to see it go. It's like the old Nighthawks Diner in that painting by Edward Hopper. Open 24 hours, you sit at the counter, all kinds of weird people in there all times, day and night. And growing up where I was at, I took my wife there our first night of going out to a bar when we were dating, and It's just really sad to see Jerry's Grill go.
Yeah, I know. I hate the fact that we're going to be talking about those kinds of closings here for a while. But, yeah, it's a tough time. But hopefully, with the help of people like Lieutenant David Haynes, we'll give shout-outs to some restaurants and keep them going. Lieutenant, you're one of the few Chicago police officers to talk about Edward Hopper paintings. That's why we love you. And you have a good weekend, okay?
Thanks, you too.
Hey, let's be careful out here.